This is it.
This is the for keeps on? Okay.
Yep.
Hey, this is Keegan DeWitt, and this is Day Trotter.
Musician Keegan DeWitt is in an old radio station that's been converted to a recording studio in the Quad Cities. He's recording music to be featured on daytrotter.com. Sean Moeller started Day Trotter 4 years ago to highlight independent musicians he invites to record for free. Moeller sits in the lounge of Day Trotter, surrounded by posters of bands who recently recorded there, including Fantagram, Earl Greyhound, and Death Cab for Cutie. The place looks like a throwback to the 70s.
It's not like this is a real glamorous, glitzy place, but it's amazing how many bands we talk to that we invite them to a session and they tell us it's been one of our dreams to like come into a session.
Moeller's Day Trotter site has developed a reputation for being a reliable outlet for new music with over 1,000 sessions anyone can listen to for free.
People come to Day Trotter, they have open ears, they want to hear something different that they've never heard, you know, give somebody else a try. And I think so many people do that with Day Trotter. I think so many people come and they do trust the kinds of people that we put up on our site.
The recording process at Day Trotter is unusual in the recording industry because the performance is recorded to a 25-year-old analog reel-to-reel tape machine. The sessions never include overdubs, remixes, or edits. Tennessee songwriter, guitarist, and singer Keegan DeWitt recorded his first Day Trotter session 1 year ago.
The last time we did Day Trotter, I drove 9.5 hours straight here. We set up our gear, played, and I drove 9.5 hours straight back to Nashville because we had a show the day before and the day after. It's just one of those things that you make work.
Last weekend, DeWitt returned to the Quad Cities to record his second Day Trotter session to coincide with the release of his new album. DeWitt says one of the big reasons he and other artists come to Day Trotter is because their music is promoted in a way no other record label, blog, or magazine can.
Until you have a point of reference in the world, whether it's with critics or whether it's with fans, it's a little bit dicey, you know? And for me, when my last Day Trotter session came out, I felt like it did a lot, and it made me really, really happy because Day Trotter has a reputation and people know it and trust it and are in it for the right reasons.
Daytrotter.com has counted over 12 million music downloads since they went online in 2006 and has a daily average of 25,000 visitors browsing through the site. 2 years ago, the company became financially self-sufficient with online advertisements, and earlier this year, they began selling higher-resolution download versions of their catalog. Moeller says if the internet didn't exist, he wouldn't be able to share his recordings that promote new musicians with such a large audience.
We're kind of a tool that a lot of people count on now. We have a pretty big fan base, and with somebody appearing on our site, it does help them. It's a substantial sort of like awareness, and for people to like stand up and take notice a little bit more. And right now I feel like we have that role to play, and it's almost like we can't fail. I mean, if we fail, it's just harder for these people that we've befriended, and we kind of don't want that to happen.
Day Trotter also brings music to their fans offline through a series of summer music concerts in various Midwestern barns. And in the future, Moeller wants to sell vinyl releases of Day Trotter sessions. In the Quad Cities, I'm John Pimble, Iowa Public Radio News.